Kina Yud, Echa Yashvacha Vatzalas Hasharayim, zeroes in on the Churban Beis Hamikdash itself, the loss of the Beis Hamikdash. If we say Shabbos, that the world changed, it changed primarily for Klal Yisrael and the loss of the Beis Hamikdash, the place to go, to be able to have a sense of the Bari Olam. This kina refers to the families of the Kayanim. The Kayanim, as you know, are divided into 24 families and had a mishmar. Every week they would take turns and a mishmar would go up and have its week to do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And more than anyone, it was the Kayanim whose lives were changed by the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And this kina uses the families of the Kayanim to make that point, to make that understanding. The structure of the kina is that each kapitel, except for the first one, all the kapitels that follow end with one of the mishmarim. So that, for example, the Bochay Sifka, the second paragraph, ends with Kayanei Tzipayrim. The Kayanei came from the city of Tzipayri. Next one, Mishperes Mifshata, Kayan Ayasalai. The next one, Mibes Lechem. Some of these cities we recognize by name. Some are family names, some are city names. Each the name of the Mishmar that wept with the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. And the loss of the Beis HaMikdash and the loss of the Kayanim. Today, a Kayan, you come to show, you ask, are you a Kayan? Is there a Kayan? Is there a Levi? It's not very, very much of a difference, except when it comes to Aliyah, maybe Pinyan Aben. However, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kayanim were very much the Ruchniyistic people, the people that influenced Ruchniyistic Klal Yisrael. There were people whose lives were dedicated to Sifsei Kayanish from Adas. They weren't on Yerushalayim, they were in cities all over Eretz Yisrael, and had a tremendous influence on the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. We say V'yatza mibasiyah in kol hadara, that at the Churban the hidur, the beauty left. The beauty that we're talking about is not the majestic buildings or the beautiful cities, not even the beauty of the building of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says that Asara kavin yaifi yarda la'ilam. Tes kavim natla Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim took 9 kavim of beauty, and the rest of the world took 1. Taisvis above Mitzia says that this Tisha kavim yaifi ended with the Churban. The Tisha kavim was something that existed when the Beis HaMikdash stood. V'yatzim basiyayin kol hadara. The hadar, the beauty that went out, was this yaifi. In the Argad Al Yoh, on Parshas Sazria Mitzayra, on page Lamed Test, is a very beautiful explanation of the Yaifi that we're talking about. Essentially, he says, the Yaifi of Yerushalayim was a connection between Ruchnius and Gashmius. An ability to sense the Ruchnius in a physical way. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu Koran Or Pono, his face had a shine. That shine came from Ruchnius. And there was a point where people could sense the Ruchnius. They could sense the Koran Or Pono. Moshe Rabbeinu's face shone. He had to cover it. People couldn't stand facing him. Yet, when he taught Klal Yisrael, and he sat and learned, he removed the mask. He took off this mask, and Yidden sitting and learning could endure this Koran Or Pono of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Koran Or Pono was a connection of Ruchnius and Gashmius to which each person has a shaychus, to which each person has a connection. It takes work to get there. But that idea, Rav Shor writes, it's like meeting a Yid on Shabbos. There's a different ponim. A Yid who keeps Shabbos, who has a Shabbos the right way, who has a Sunday Shabbos the right way, has a different face about him. It's a mashu of the Koran Or Pono, a mashu of the Yotzei Mibasiyah in Kol Hadara, of this idea that is a certain element of yaifi in which a person can see a beauty which comes from Ruchnius, which comes from something that's spiritual. When Taisa says that with the churban, the yatsa, the basia, and kol hadara, I like to think that it's not the time. It's the fact that Yidden are not there. The Yaifi of Yerushalayim leaving at the time of the Churban, I don't know that it's a gezeirah that has to do because there's no Beis HaMikdash, or because there's no Klal Yisrael to appreciate that Yaifi of Yerushalayim. Today, when I go to Eretz Yisrael, I like to feel that I can sense, anybody could sense again, that Yaifi, that sense of Ruchnius touching the world, touching the Gashmiistic world. Again, to see on the face of the Eilalei Yerushalayim, to see on their face a sense of Ruchnius, a Karan Arponov. As many of you know, when I go to Eretz Yisrael, I hope to go still this week, I like to spend my time in Or Sameach, and I've developed a kesher with a lot of the young men. And generally, one of the Shabbos I'm there, we get together and daven v'sikin at the Kaisel, and then have a suda in the apartment in which I'm staying. And last summer I was in Eretz Yisrael during the 3 weeks. And we did that. And we met in the parking lot at 4:30. It's interesting. I told my wife that there are 12 young men that are supposed to meet me in the parking lot. So prepare a suda for 10. If you get 4:30 in the morning, if you get 10 out of 12, it's good. When I got there, there were 13 rather than 12. Sort of a sense, a little bit, of a different attitude that people who want to plug into the Ruchnius of Yerushalayim can have. When we got back, and we had the Suda, Shabbos, it was probably about 8 or 8:30 in the morning, we had a Suda Shabbos. And the boys sang very beautifully. And at one point, somebody said, let's sing from the Haftarah of this week, Yirmiyah. And they sang, the Lechtech Achrai Bamidbar Eretz Lo Zaruah. And I looked at their faces, and I know many of them personally. And they're singing this Lechtech Achrai Bamidbar Eretz Lo Zaruah. And I was very moved. I got the chills. I was thinking about them. They basically are Yidden that are Mekayim Dislechtech Acharai Bamidbar Eretz Lo Zaruah. Basically, they're intelligent, capable young men who have friends, family that they developed through adolescence and have come to Eretz Yisrael and had that sense of Ruchnius. And they're really embarking on a challenging life of Lechtech Acharai Bamidbar Eretz Lo Zaruah. We all grow up, we come to a chuppah with a support system. We come to a chuppah with family, with friends with whom we've grown up, with a support system all around us. And these are young men, literally, Lechtech Acharai Bamidbar Eretz Lo Zaruah, they're talking about themselves, although they didn't know it. This idea of being able to plug into Ruchnius in such a way to sacrifice, really to sacrifice whatever you've worked for. To sacrifice so much to be able to move forward and in a world in which many of them never acclimate totally. For many it stays of a foreign world, missing some of the basics, some of the things that we grow up with. And to stick with it, this is the Yaifi Yerushalayim. You have Bali Tshuva all over the world, but Yerushalayim is the Yaifi, is the place where you see it more than anywhere else. People, Bali Tshuva grew up totally not from, or people who are in America who are in a different path, come to Yerushalayim and can plug in to a sense of Ruchnius, a sense of Shabbos, a sense of values, a sense of there being more than the Halach Yelach, the running around, the busyness with the small things in life. The idea, the sense, the feeling, the questions that sometimes about Tshuva asked and his innocence, the sincerity, that's the Yaifi of Yerushalayim that we mourn. Shavas came to an end. That Yaifi, our brains are busy thinking about all kinds of things. We just learned in Ruach Chaim, Yafa Taira im Derech Eretz. Rav Chaim Volozhiner teaches Yafa Taira im Derech Eretz. Now, while you're working, you should be thinking in Taira. It's Yafa Taira im Derech Eretz. A person goes to work, you should have in mind a good kasha, a peretz, a vark. You should be thinking and learning Yafa Taira im Derech Eretz. For us, we have the problem the other way. When we're learning, we're thinking about our work. With Ashman Esrei, we're thinking about our work. We have the Derech Eretz and Torah. It's a different world. It's a whole different, point of origin. And that's what we mourn. I'm not mentioning it so that you should do tshuva, which you can do if you want, but you still have a few weeks till Elul. Today, we just recognize that it's so. There's a tremendous value in recognizing an ideal. Someone tells you an ideal, it threatens you. Someone comes and says, "Now I talk Lashon Hara." It's a threat. Wait a minute, now I say it? Now I say this, now I say that. It's true, it's important. It's a threat. But there's an idea of just accepting an ideal. Whether you'll do it or you won't do it is a separate issue later. But accepting that it's so. On Tisha B'Av, we need to accept that it's so. There's a world of Yaifi where you can touch Ruchnias, you can sense Ruchnias, you can feel it. You can try to plug it into your Gashmias. You can try to work with it together. It exists. It's there. You have people who have found a mashu of it in Eretz Yisrael. And that idea, that sense, that's the mourning that we talk about here in this kapitel, which talks about the Beis HaMikdash. We'll soon get, I think it's Kineh Yudalid, Ali, another kapitel that talks about mourning, the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And this idea to mourn, not the building, not having a central government, not any of the Gashmiyastika losses of the Beis HaMikdash, but this connection, the Yaifi, the Yatsumi Mitziyah and Ribasiyah and Kol Hadara, that hinder, that beauty, that we're missing, that's the sense that we mourn, that was Shavas, that came to a standstill, that came to an end. And as we talk here in this kapitel about the loss of the Mishpachas HaKuhuna, we're talking about the opportunity to touch people who are Ruchniyistika people. I mentioned earlier that in America, you ask a boy, where do you want to go this summer? He says, some type of a park, an amusement park, or some, who knows where the boys dream of going. You know, they go to camp, and from camp they have to go on trips also. It's a world. I have a chaver in Eretz Yisrael, who asked his son, where do you want to go for Ben Hazman? Rather, his wife was coming here to America to visit the family. He was there with his son. His son was just turning 12. He said, okay, where should we go? So he said, I want to spend a Shabbos for Chaim Kanievsky. That was his dream. And, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, with enough money, you know, you can get there. And he did. He spent the Shabbos Suda with Reb Chaim. And look at that. An 11-year-old there, where do you want to go? So Shabbos Chaim Kanievsky. Yes, Kira, 11-year-old, where do you want to go? You know, hopefully he's not looking to fly down to Disneyland. He'll be happy with some great adventures still exist. I don't know, still exist. But, you know, some of these silly places, it's a different world. And this is only in the end. You're talking about 24 families of Reb Chaim Kanievskys, of Gedolei Yisrael, that spread out all over Klal Yisrael, that had the Orei Aleviim, and the cities of the Kayanim dwelt within the Ari Aleviim. It's a sense that we're missing. It's an ideal that we have to appreciate, that Shavas, that it's something that we don't have.